Here on Regional Radio, we're joined by Westran head basketball coach, now double head basketball coach, in fact, Chris Sander, taking over the boys' head job in addition to his duties as the girls' head coach. So, Coach Sander, how excited are you for your first head job on the boys' side?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, basketball is a sport that, you know, I've really loved to coach since I've been at a young age. And, you know, I've been able to be blessed to be the head girls' coach for the last couple of years now. And now with Coach O'Loughlin going to football, the boys opened up too and was able to get that as well. So I'm just very excited for the upcoming season.
How natural of a transition is this for you as a longtime assistant from both Humphrey and from O'Loughlin?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an easy transition. You know, there's going to be different stuff that we do both offensively and defensively here at times, just because all coach have the different philosophies. But, you know, I think it's going to be a good transition. The kids will be used to me and, you know, kind of know what I expect. And I think it'll be good for all of us.
And how gratifying is it from somewhat of a loyalty rewarded standpoint as well, given I'm sure you wanted your crack at the boys as well?
Yeah, you know, I'm very blessed, like I said, you know, to be at Westran and have this opportunity. And, you know, we got great administration. We got a lot of changes going on in the school district head to next year. But, you know, I feel very blessed to have this opportunity, and I look forward to it going into next year.
We're joined by Westran's Chris Sander here on Regional Radio. How much do you embrace the challenge of taking on two programs?
You know, it's definitely a challenge. You know, it's a lot of work. It's been a lot of work just being the assistant, you know, the boys and then being the head girls. But, you know, it's something that is challenging, but it's also, you know, kind of rewarding too. And it's fun for me. You know, I like getting in there and I like, you know, being in the gym those late nights during that winter season. And I just look forward to it, and, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but it'll be fun also.
How much can you lean on your experiences playing for a two-team head coach and Hall of Famer in Bob Roberts and then assisting Scott Humphrey as he coached both teams?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the blessing that I've had, you know, as a player. You know, I got to see Coach Roberts do it for many years there at Cairo, and Coach Humphrey did at Westran, you know, so I got to see how, you know, they handled those situations and handled both of those programs. So that definitely helps me out going into it, and, you know, when I need help, I also got good assistants still with me, so they'll be able to help out a lot too.
What kind of talent do you have in the boys' program right now?
The boys have a lot of talent coming back, and the biggest thing with the boys is we have a lot of numbers in our boys' basketball program, so that's something that's very exciting. Got a lot of boys playing basketball, and, you know, I look to get after it this summer with them as much as we can, and it'll be fun going into next year. I expect to have possibly 25 to 30 kids playing. So we got good talent. We just got one senior coming back, so we don't have a lot of experience at that size in Ben Miller, but it's going to be fun.
Westran's Chris Sander taking on the head boys basketball job in addition to the girls job. We did talk to Maddie Denslow when she signed, but now that we've got you here on an interview, what are your thoughts on seeing your star and your Crest All-Star move on to play collegiately?
Yeah, I'm very excited for her. You know, it's kind of a long process with Maddie. She was trying to figure out what she wanted to do school-wise and what school would be the best fit for her basketball. So, you know, we're happy that she's signed now, and I look forward to, you know, getting to see her play a few times this next school year.
And now you'll be even younger and more inexperienced than you already were. How have you been able to find such joy in just the challenge of just trying to make these girls better and improve?
Yeah, the girls' side, you know, it was a tough year last year, and losing Maddie's going to make it tough. But, you know, these girls are really, you know, some of them have really sparked this summer and are doing some things to work and get better. So that's kind of the wins that you take out of it. You know, it's not always the score that you can take away from the games, but you can find wins in other parts of the game, and that's just what we've been doing on the girls' side, and I've been very proud of their effort and their attitude and the work that they've been putting in, and, you know, I hope that we can just get back to where we've been a couple years ago as they continue to improve.
Westran's Chris Sander, a district champion on the girls' side a couple years back, now his first boys' head coaching basketball job. We really appreciate your time, Coach Sander. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot. I always appreciate hearing from you guys.